tasteless tomatoes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If you've ever bitten into a succulent homegrown tomato, you've probably wondered why the ones from the supermarket are so tasteless by comparison. Now, researchers have discovered that breeding for evenly ripening tomatoes, which look good on store shelves, has inadvertently drained them of their flavor. UC Davis biochemist Ann Powell led the study. She says tomatoes normally produce a protein called GLK2, which helps the plant turn energy from the sun into sugars. These sugars are part of what make the fruit taste sweet and flavorful, but a mutation in the gene that codes for GLK2 makes tomatoes ripen evenly. So as large-scale tomato growers have selected for more uniformity over the past 70 years or so, they've also unknowingly selected against taste.
It was a perfectly legitimate way to improve production. Nobody really expected that part of it.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.